You are listening to the Speaker Springboard Podcast with your host, Alfred Poor.
Welcome to the Speaker Springboard Podcast, where corporate leaders, business executives, and other good public speakers come to become great speakers. Every week, you'll hear about practical tips and valuable resources that will help you get your message across, whether it's on stage or online. And this week, I'm honored to talk with my friend, colleague, breakfast buddy, and mentor, David Newman, CSP. He's a member of the NSA Million Dollar Speakers Group and the author of best-selling books, including Do It Speaking, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Market, Monetize, and Maximize Your Expertise. He also created the Expert Profit Formula, where he helps thought leaders market their smarts and make a bigger dent in the universe. In short, if you want to become a better speaker, you want to talk with David. So that's exactly what we're going to do. David, welcome.
Thank you, Alfred. It's great to be here.
Okay, so I'm going to start the timer and let's get to the questions. So the first one is, who is your ideal client?
Well, you mentioned it in your very kind intro. It's going to be that entrepreneurial consultant, speaker, or expert. Those are the folks that we work with.
And what's the big problem that you saw for them?
Oh my God. How much time do we have?
What is the biggest problem that you help?
I'll make this as quick and painless as possible. It's an allergic reaction to anything to do with marketing, sales, and revenue growth. So it could be undercharging, wrong charging, messy positioning, packaging, lack of outreach, squishy fee structures, all kinds of funky problems.
How do people know that they're living with this problem? What are some of the symptoms that they typically experience?
Sure. So I think some of the things that people would catch themselves saying to themselves is, why does this have to be so hard? And why is marketing so confusing? And how come other people seem to have the sales thing dialed in, but I really don't? And I don't want to. I thought I'd be further along by now. I've been doing this for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, plug in the number. Is this all the further that I was able to get? What's wrong with me? And there's nothing wrong with you, but there's some skills and some capabilities that might be missing in your toolkit.
And I know firsthand that some of those feelings also can lead to that dreaded imposter syndrome that sort of makes you dead in the water.
Absolutely right. It's imposter syndrome. It's feeling depressed. It's feeling about, why does this have to be so hard? But then I think, the imposter syndrome kicks in when you start to get hired and when you start to get booked for various things. Then people say, oh my gosh, who am I to be a speaker? Who am I to earn the stage on this topic? Aren't there people bigger than me, smarter than me, more experienced than me? And there are, but that shouldn't stop you.
Exactly. So the target client that you described, it tends to be a self-sufficient kind of person. And when they go to try to solve some of these problems, what are some of the mistakes that they often make?
Well, sometimes they think it's just a brute force leads problem. I need more leads. It's a numbers game. The speaking world, the consulting world, the coaching world is not a numbers game. It is a relevance game and a relationship game. So if you think that you can just amp up the quantity of the bad marketing and the bad sales practices that you're doing, that is not going to work. We need to first look at quality and specificity and relevance. And I'd much rather have you do less marketing and less sales activity, talking to the right prospects in the right language at the right time about the right problems, and have you do less activity and generate more results.
Because that numbers game can be a grind.
It sure can.
Hearing no ad nauseum can wear you down.
Right. And also the fact that you're playing a numbers game means that you're not doing any intelligent prospecting and that it's just a brute force smiling and dialing, cold calling and spamming. No one enjoys doing that. None of the speakers and consultants and coaches enjoy that. And the prospects absolutely hate it. So if you don't like it and they hate it, it may be time to stop doing it.
There must be a better way. So if there's one thing that people should start doing to help with it, what's the one toehold that you could give them to start climbing out of this?
The one strategy that takes cold outreach and makes it warm and may even make it hot is research. Research your prospects, understand their industry, know what they're up against. One of the things I talk about, Alfred, in the Do It Marketing book is that marketing really has just two functions. If you can get across the following two ideas in your marketing, you will win almost every time. Idea number one, I know what you're going through. Idea number two, I can fix it or I can help. So what are your prospects, whether that's an association, a corporation, an executive, an industry, have you done 15 minutes of research on what they're going through, what their strategic initiatives are, where they've come from, where they're going? The media is your friend. Google is your friend. Their annual report is your friend. If you're doing reach outs without the research, that is malpractice. Write that one down somewhere. Reach out without research is malpractice. Research with the reach out is money.
Yep. You are preaching to the choir. As you know, I write about health technology and publish a newsletter. And 90% of the press releases I receive have nothing to do with what we write about. And, you know, they've never looked at the site. They've never, you know, it's just spray and pray. So yeah, that research tip is awesome. Now, is there one valuable free resource that you would be willing to share with everybody, the audience here?
Yes, indeed. I think totally. One thing I would love to put in everyone's hands is the Do It Marketing Manifesto, which is one-third marketing, one-third sales, and one-third revenue growth and mindset. And the place to go pick that up is simply doitmarketing.com/manifesto.
doitmarketing.com/manifesto. And we'll put that link in the description for the podcast so people will be able to get at it there. And I will just say that lots of people give out lots of free content, but in my book, you provide the greatest value in the handouts and materials that you share. It's wonderful. So I promise you, it will be well worth your time to get this and give it a good solid read. So thank you for sharing that. As we get close to the end here, obviously you and I could talk about all this for hours, days, easily. But so what's the one question that I should have asked that I haven't yet?
David, what does the speaking landscape look like in this new post-pandemic environment? And I would answer you, Alfred, value is value, prospects are prospects, outreach is outreach, and relationship is relationship. So as long as you have a relevant, well-researched connection with an economic buyer, you'll be able to sell online programs, offline programs, hybrid programs, everything that's in your toolkit, whether it's a speech, whether it's training, coaching, consulting. So in one way, everything has changed from a marketing and an outreach and a client relationship standpoint. Nothing has changed. And people buy from people and value remains value. Now, the value may have changed, but that's part of your research step. If you show up on their doorstep as a relevant, trusted authority, you will get hired and you will get paid.
Interesting about value is value. I know a lot of speakers are stymied about moving to virtual and what to charge and how much should I discount it because it's not on stage. I have a view on that, but I'm just curious, what's your view about fees and what the venue is?
Well, you and I both know that virtual is actually harder. It's harder for us, and it's harder to deliver an awesome, amazing experience. So what I tell people is, you know, even though we're doing a lot of work and a lot of different things before and during and after the event, I have good news. I'm not going to charge you any more for virtual. It's the same fee. It's the same fee as if I were to fly first class, have a little rubbery chicken, walk out onto your stage, have to push no buttons, right? Blow the room up, make them feel awesome and amazing, get back on my plane, have another piece of rubber chicken, and fly home. Instead, I'm doing dozens of hours of work, and I'm doing the tech, and I'm doing the studio, and I'm doing all of this other work, and you get that for free.
Excellent. Excellent. Great point. David, I would love to have this go on forever, but we're out of time, and I can't thank you enough for being so generous with your time and your information and your knowledge. It's a treat to talk to you always.
Thank you, Alfred. Same here. Pleasure, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. If you or your team would like to improve the impact of your online presentations, be sure to attend the free monthly demonstration of the Speaker Springboard system. For details, go to www.speakerspringboard.com/demonstration. Hope to see you there.